Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cuff. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond. Yo, yo, check this out. This is your girl, Cola Coke, and I'm chilling with my boys right here on Off the Cuff Radio. Because we off the cuff right now. You big?
What's up? It's your boy Lil Yap from LZ, bragging up from the river, cooling with my homies and my family at Off the Cuff Radio. Y'all be sure to tune in on Fridays and get the latest scoop and find out what's happening. You hear me?
Tiffany Levine.
And it's Queen Crazy, your girl favorite bartender.
And we're from
Sex on the Rocks podcast.
Alright, you're now tuning in to Off the Cuff Radio.
Yeah, because they keep representing that world of hip hop. Well, much love.
Alright.
Giving a shout out to the live show on Friday nights Off the Cuff Radio. And I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
Hey y'all, this is Stacey Lachey giving a shout out to King Eric and Off the Cuff Radio.
What's shaking, y'all? This is the Grand, one half of Lost Cause and one third of that Drive Time thing. Sending my love to the homies over at Off the Cuff Radio. Tune in every Friday night for some real, deal hip hop conversation. These dudes are the connoisseurs of this thing. You already know what it is. BX Stand Up, Hud City, was shaking. Peace.
Yo, this is Joe Fresh Design, and y'all tuned in to the most raw, uncut show on radio, the Guillotine Team, Off the Cuff, and yo, Eric Sandman, off of these clowns.
White Rock.
Kenya! I got a lawyer, that's Aretha K. I'm getting money, that's a PSA. Chasing money like a relay race. Boy,
TSA. I'm checking bags like I'm TSA. I'm checking bags like I'm TSA. I'm getting money, that's a PSA. I'm checking bags like I'm TSA. Baby looking good and her skin tight. Double D, but she got her lift right. She only fuck with ballers, get your shit right. I ain't really tryna holler, but this dick might. I'm all in Miami on them jet skis. $100,000 on my neck piece. Phone blowing up from my ex piece. But she ain't sucking right, I'm on to the next piece. Diamonds on my neck, I trade them Cubans in. I've been getting money with my Cuban friends. I'm in that Maybach, you know that newest Benz. I don't ride around in that shit you be in. I got a lawyer, that's gonna eat the cake. I'm getting money, that's a PSA. Chasing money like a relay race. Boy, I check bags like I'm TSA. I'm checking bags like I'm TSA. I'm checking bags like I'm TSA. I'm getting money, that's a PSA. I'm checking bags like I'm TSA. I speak the truth like your local pastor. Purple lean with the purple Shasta. Your whip is clean, mine a little faster. You got your shit from Tobin, I got mine from NASA. My money ain't speaking, but it holler though. Hating in them comments, what you follow for? All she get is dick and not a dollar more. I took the bitch shopping at the dollar store. Rollie on my wrist, two Cali bricks. Pedal to the metal with my Pally kick. I be in Ohio on my Stally shit. Disrespect the gang, you get your family hit. Ballin' on the screen, call it PGA. Pistol stay on me, that's a PDA. With the Rolls Royce like it's GTA. Boy, I'm getting money, that's a PSA. I got a lawyer, that's gonna eat the cake. I'm getting money, that's a PSA. Chasing money like a relay race. Boy, I check bags like I'm TSA. I'm checking bags like I'm TSA. I'm checking bags like I'm TSA. I'm getting money, that's a PSA. I'm checking bags like I'm TSA.
White Rock.
What it do, y'all? What it do, y'all? It's that Wednesday night wisdom, OTC, off the cuff radio. You up in the building? Shout out to our co-host in spirit, Illada Sandman, Lady Chinchilla So Illa, and of course King Eric the Ruler. Shout out to Core Financial, Jesse Boutique, Dirty Basement Radio, and Buddy Boy Entertainment. I am T Max, and tonight in the queue we have one of the illest, one of the hottest in LV, doing it what it do, keeping the heat out in the streets, the OG himself, coming back for a second round appearance. Is going to knock out all the competition. It's none other than the one, the only, On Gang, Yowda. What it do?
Yeah. What's up, man? How y'all doing?
We good, man. What's
Hello?
Going on with you, man?
Man, I'm chilling. Man, I'm gonna lie, man. I'm kind of upset with y'all right now, man.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. We can hear you. What's going on?
I said, man, I'm kind of upset with you right now. Man, I'm kind of upset with y'all right now, man.
What's going on? What happened?
Why on earth would y'all be playing that song when I got that brand new album out, man?
We gotta get to that. We gotta get to that. I gotta.
And I ain't gonna lie. You know, I never liked that song anyway.
Look, dude, anything you do is going to be dope, man. And matter of fact, you know, shout out, you know, to all the people on your team, of course. Makisha, G-Turk, 183rd, MMG up in the building, the Boss Ross. Dude, I was listening to your joint OG, man. OG stat. I mean, dude, that is like, whoo. Because, you know, I had to put it up on your hitting your people on the IG, you know, your promo team, man. Lessons and Incorporated are like the – dude, it's been a while since you've been here, so you got to bless us with what was going on. I mean, because you dropped a lot of other tracks in the interim, of course, man. But, I mean, tell us about that album. What was the inspiration behind it? Because, I mean, this – and we also got to get to you on the socially – you know, conscious tip, man, with your trap, Black is Beautiful, man. But let's start with the album, man. What's going on with that? I mean, how did that come together? What was the inspiration?
Man, you know, I just view the studio vibing, so whatever comes to my head just comes to my head, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how that be. It don't really be nothing really like, you know, whatever. Each beat sparks something different, you know what I mean?
And pretty much, you know, as we, you know, as we followed your work over the years, man, one thing about it is, you know, because obviously, you know, when you were with us last year, you know, you talked about how you got on in terms of, you know, with, you know, you starting this endeavor of emceeing. And I mean, one thing about it is that I've always been impressed with is, you know, as you said, you know, you did it on a bet when you started rhyming, but it was like, it just seemed like you had a natural gift for it, that it just grew from there. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, no bullshit, man. I mean, your consistency is to be marveled. I mean, niggas in the game right now who got albums out can learn from you about just what it means to really be dedicated to your craft and really, really be able to, you know, keep the masters satisfied, man. And I guess one thing about it is like when you just said about how when you just vibing with the beat and everything, you make it look so easy, like it's not complicated at all when you really, really, really have that inspiration to just do it. It's like, and not many people have that. I mean, you know, as you've gone on doing this, how easy has it been for you in terms of really understanding the direction you want to go and just lyrically becoming one of the sharpest dudes out there?
Well, it's really became a vibe now. Like, and then, you know, when you love something, man, it ain't really that hard to do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just became a big old vibe for me now, man. It's just a vibe. I get in my zone and just do my thing, man. It's really a gift and a blessing. I ain't gonna front. Like, for real.
Yeah, man. So obviously, the things have changed a lot from the last time you were with us. Obviously, you know, COVID hit, things have slowed down. The game has changed. You know, we want to give praise to the Most High that things will ultimately, at some level, we will gain a certain level of normalcy, albeit, you know, what we have endured so far. Peace and blessing to those who have lost their lives doing this and the ones that have been affected with their families. How did this affect you and your circle in terms of really making moves in reference to, did it complicate anything, or was it pretty much you all were able, like a true hustler does under any circumstances, you're able to adapt and overcome, strive, and flourish?
Man, it was kind of like a gift and a curse, man. It really, I feel like I stepped up my skills during quarantine just because I was in the lab so much.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the hustle aspect, it just made me realize that it's a lot more to the grind. Because, you know, I'd be outside, man. You know, I'm like the shows and the tours type of dude. You feel me?
Gotcha.
COVID hit, like, it's like, okay, it's time to get on this internet, you know, and really start marketing yourself. You know what I'm saying?
And what has it been like in terms of that marketing, Yada, in terms of really being able to really interact with your fans? I mean, obviously, really getting to talk to the people who really, you know, rock with your music and getting the feedback and just really, you know, basking, really enjoying, you know, the love, you know, that you have received and are still receiving right now.
You said, how is it?
Yeah, in terms of the interactions, you know, like you begin to talk to your fans.
Man, it takes a little bit to get used to be on this internet doing a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I like to be outside, but I mean, it's what people are doing now, so it's just like you got to get used. It's not as much as an intimate setting, so you know what I'm saying. But it's like I said, it's kind of a beautiful thing, man. I mean, without the internet, you know, a lot of people would be sick around here, especially with what's going on.
Right, right.
You know, so I don't know, man. Like, I'm getting used to it. But I had to check myself sometimes, man. I was on Instagram a lot earlier, and I was like, man, I got to get off of this thing, man. I'm all on my explore page and looking at shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. You know, but so, one thing about it, though, yeah. But one thing about it, I think we've always looked at it from this level of social media, you know. As you said, you know, it's something that you really have to understand the nuances of it. You know, I'm going to say it now for anybody, because you know you're going to have those haters out there that are going to want to throw shots just to try to, you know, look like they actually spraying something when all they got is a full, you know, an empty clip of nonsense, you know, bullshit. But one thing about it is, you know, like you said, it is something to navigate, because a lot of times it really, you really get to see the people that you're reaching. And for some, like you said, you're used to really moving around, doing things. So, but I would implore, you know, every artist, and I think you've really grown into this in terms of really doing just a wonderful, because I always believe it's a beautiful thing when you can talk to the fans to really see, you know, what they want in terms of, you know, the musical direction you're going in and how you have really, you know, like I said, really just grown with this, man. You know, it's always, like you said, marketing is important. You have to know, keep stock of everything out there, because the streets are, at the end of the day, what feeds you in terms of what feeds all of us in this business. You know, whether you're a rapper, whether you podcast like King and myself, you know, whether you promote, knowing what the market is, what the climate, you know, even when things shut down, knowing how the people are still responding to you, even when things have slowed down, is a testament to how you have reached so many, man. Pretty much other than the new album, what other projects? Because you've already done, like, stuff in the interim. I mean, the joint with Celly Rue, Red Alert, I was like, whoa. How did that come about?
You know, I fuck with Celly, so we got a whole little EP coming out.
Okay. How did that come together with you and him linking to decide y'all wanted to do a full project?
Well, we just got in the studio and was vibing. Like, you know, I fuck with dude. Because, you know, Mozzie, I fuck with Mozzie real tough. You know, me and Mozzie did a project. So, you know, I fuck with him personally. It ain't no, you know, it ain't no email this, email that. We in the studio, we vibing, we chilling, we kicking it, and that's how it happened, you know? So that's how that came about.
And that's a beautiful thing. How does it feel to where the relationships you have cultivated in the industry have been so organic and so fluid and not forced and simply just for a promo tool in terms of, okay, this is going to look good if I'm with such and such. You know, I may not necessarily like this dude, but it's a great opportunity. you know, I mean, because this is something that where artists just basically break their neck trying to get collabs, it's so easy for you in terms of real recognizes real, you know, from, you know, the street relations to how everybody comes together. And they're just, I mean, listening to the track, man, I was like, yo, it just, you all just bounce off each other just so naturally with your flows. I mean, Celly, you know, I mean, Celly has that all beat style, but his shit is just so, like, crazy with it, but it doesn't mess up the flow of the song. It's like it balances itself out because you're both spitting it, you know, from y'all own perspective.
That's my dog, man. You know, we both be on that gangster shit, so.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, and like I said, you know, you got other tracks too. I mean, the Cash App joint. That was like one of the wildest, like most unique. When I saw that bit, I was like, okay, my man's different. He's doing something different in a good way. I mean, dude, it's. it's one thing to be lyrical on a track, which you always are, but the treatment that you give the videos, where did that come from? Because that was just genius right there. How did you come up with that?
We actually was partner's wife works at a daycare, and that's how I got the idea. So we put that together, and then, you know, I got over extra with, you feel me? So
mm-hmm.
But that's how that came about. Well, yeah, me and my director, LJ, we get along pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So we just be coming up with real ideas. So
but
that's how most.
Right. Now, go ahead. It's kind of, we're having a delay with all with the comments where you're coming in at, so I definitely don't want to be cutting you off while you're articulating. But I think one thing about it, though, watching your vids, man, is your G is certified with a capital, you know, no cap. But I think one thing I've always really been enjoyed about your videos is you're not afraid to be yourself in terms of really expanding the scope of, you know, who you are as an individual. And I think that's something any good artist does, because they don't want to pigeonhole themselves in a capacity to where they're not having fun with it. And you really seem to have fun with your videos in terms of whether, you know, serious, whether comedic in a way. And I guess this segues into the Black is Beautiful, because, dude, I was touched when I saw that. I mean, because you really showed a depth of social conscience in it that I think is so much needed right now in the game in terms of where we are at, what we have experienced over the past 365, hell, I'll take it on a political level, what we experienced in the last 4 years. What inspired you to put your pen to paper and really, really, really deliver such a thoughtful, heartfelt piece?
Well, see, like I was saying, it's just a vibe. Like, I was literally, like, I started off, I was just seeing a man die on Instagram. Like, that's what the dude was playing the beat, and I just literally had seen that. So I just went in the booth and just, you know, like I said, everything's a vibe, man. It's like to a point now in my career where, you know, it's just like each different beat inspires me in a different way, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
Like, if I hear a beat, I just go with the vibe of how I feel the beat's supposed to be going.
For what you feel with the political climate, for what has been going on in this country, you know, over the past few months, I mean, from January 6th to January 20th with the election to November 3rd last year with the, January 20th with the inauguration and November 3rd last year of the election. What have you really observed from a societal perspective as an artist in terms of where we have been and how it has influenced not only your music, but artists across the board in terms of social commentary, really understanding where we are at in a different place in this society and world history at large?
I think it's a big wake-up call, man. But at the same time, I don't think a lot of people are taking it as serious as they should.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, in my personal opinion, man, I think people are blinded by, you know, those, like we saw earlier, social media has more control than the actual news on people nowadays, man. You know, if I wanted somebody to hear a message or something, I put it on social media. I wouldn't put it on the news, you know? Like,
right.
And that's crazy. So, I don't know, man. I think people are becoming more conscious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy with the way the movement is. I wish it was a little faster. Let me just say that.
Understood.
I wish it was a little faster.
Understood. Right, understood. And I think from that situation, you know, one thing about it, for everything that has happened, you know, over the course of the past few months, I think as Black Americans, I think as a people who stand fighting the good fight in solidarity and unity, I think what we have seen is everything that we have all been saying for the last upteen years in reference to, while this country affords us a lot of, you know, freedoms and privileges, it is not perfect in terms of what has gone on. You know, we have seen how, you know, leadership, the previous administration, there was corruption at the highest levels in terms of what was put out there, you know, that was accused, and what we actually found, you know, albeit not necessarily anybody necessarily being convicted in terms of the, you know, who was in charge at the time. But it also, but everyone was trying to say that, well, you know how it is, man, the usual arguments, racism is dead, you know, it's not, you know, everything's in our heads, you know, it's not as bad as we say it is. And yet and still, you know, we look at George Floyd, we look at Ahmaud Arbery, you know, Breonna Taylor. I mean, we look at everything from police brutality to politics in terms of the outright lies that have been said. You know, we'll look at what happened with the pandemic when it hit. Well, we have, you know, the previous guy saying that, you know, it didn't exist. Then it goes into, oh, it's a Democratic, you know, hoax. And now then we get hit in video of him, audio of him saying, oh, well, he's admitting it, he acknowledges it, but now he's downplaying it because he doesn't want the people to panic. So it's put us in a very weird place in terms of an era where, like you said, Yada, has to do with a lot of what you call, you know, what you speak on in terms of information, in terms of what's put out on social media, but then also, you know, people denying the facts that are right in front. But conversely speaking, it has also, in a sense, ignited, you know, people to really, like you said, wake up and see what's going on, albeit, like you said, you know, this is something that has been kind of long overdue for us to really, really get involved actively in terms of politics for bringing about social justice and reform. As an artist, because obviously you took such a responsible and such a visceral stand, the video spoke volumes, man. A shout out to TZ from the Claire, who made his appearance in it, man. You know, yeah, man. Look, tell TZ we got to get him on too, because we really got to get TZ on. But yeah, man. I mean, how's it important to you as an artist to keep it real from all sides, recognizing everything that is going on, and being, you know, you having children yourself, you know, giving them that social and political education about what is going on in the world today?
Super. Like, mm-hmm. You know, my son, like, watches everything I do, so I got to be real careful about everything. You know, I hide some of my stories from him, you know? So it's, like, super important. You know, we leaders at the end of the day, man. We spokespeople. You know, everybody doesn't get a chance to have a voice. You know, we can reach a lot more people than the average.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's super important. You got to really watch how. Not only, like, you got to throw that message in there. I know a lot of my music is not wrapped around that all the way totally. You feel me? But you gotta let people know that you do support them in some kind of way, man. It builds hope. You know,
you said so much right there, because hope is something that is a lot of times it's intangible in terms of actually being able to put hands on it, but simultaneously it's something you can feel in terms of the aspirations of what could come in such a profound, meaningful, and positive way. you know, and letting people know that there is something beyond the rote narrative of street life, even though we don't dismiss street life because we know that's a part of reality, but also letting people know that there is also an out, there is also inspiration, there is motivation, there is success, there is triumph. You know, and I think especially for you being a father, for you being, you know, an artist, for you being somebody's son, somebody's cousin, you know, it's your whole family ties. I mean, this is obviously, you know, to quote the Boss Ross, this is deeper than rap. You know, this is a dialogue of, you know, your life on beats with the rhythms being the musical narrative. I mean, you know, obviously you stay cooking with it, man, you know, like the product on the stove, you know, ready to blow. As you keep going in the game, what other aspirations do you have in terms of really, you know, branching out and doing other things?
Oh, and you know, I've been on TV, I've been in a couple movies, I'm doing a lot of stuff, bro.
Okay, yeah, look, we... Look, get that screen out of the field, Carmel.
I was on Empire twice. I just was in a movie called Indictment. That's out right now. I just came back from filming a movie in Detroit. Cool.
And how's that been in terms of acting experience? How's that treated you in terms of really as you've gone further with that? How's that been?
And them actors get paid a lot of money, man.
No doubt. I mean, so what do you mean? But it's pretty. Go ahead.
I'm hearing a lot of Hollywood talk going on, man. Break me in.
What it do, King? What it do?
Know how it is, man. Take care of a little bit of business right quick. I thought I'd chime in for a bit. But we talking Hollywood. I need some cake, too.
Look, me and y'all are just chopping up about the music and how to transition into the movies, man, in terms of entertainment and just, you know, just how it the disciplines on both sides of it, man. You know, look, we know what we do for that Hollywood.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, just keeping the grind pushing, my man. Like, we happy to have you on the show, man. What I miss out on?
Man, everything but a little bit of luck. You know how that go.
Yeah, man. We're just talking about his new project, you know, and just his diversity in terms of the videos, you know, how he's not afraid to really take, you know, really immerse himself in terms of whether, you know, being, you know, the regular janitor, rather being, like he said, you know, being in the classroom, you know, and also just the social commentary as well, man, you know, in terms of him really, you know, having a pulse on society and really, you know, bringing something that I think the masses, you know, hip-hop nation, the culture, was all the more enriched with that contribution.
It's good that y'all build on that, because a lot of y'all's videos are like mini movies, man. It's like you catch a mini movie within every flick, and not to mention with how it's professionally shot. Like, I don't even see Spielberg shoot movies like that, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you just bringing a different lane out there.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. And I mean, from that end of it, you know, it's always, I think, important to really keep the, you know, always keep the product flowing and whatnot. So in terms of, like you said, so the whole thing with Celly Rue that you said, tell us when you said you got that EP coming on, how many tracks are y'all in on it, and when should we be seeing that release on it?
Well, you know, EP is only like 4 tracks anyway.
Right.
So, I don't know, maybe next month.
Okay. Is this a precursor to an actual full album you and him are going to do, or is this kind of like, you know, pretty much, you know, kind of just...
No, man. Just like I said, you know, we get down and just vibe, and what comes out, comes out. There ain't no,
gotcha.
Ain't no real plan to it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I wanted to shoot this to you right quick before I have to take care of this little plumbing situation. I'm going to tell you, man, you and Slim 400, y'all got some of the best chemistry I've heard from up-and-coming artists and new artists and stuff of that caliber. You guys have any, like, a full project on deck for the future?
Other than, you know, we had dropped one before. But as far as now, not no future plans or nothing like that. But I know you, did you hear the state line?
Yeah,
down there at the state line. Now we ain't got nothing super planned like that.
Okay.
Understood.
My bad, y'all, for joining in late, man. I mean, you know, I'm trying to, you know, we catch the vibes a little bit. Did y'all already talk about the OG status joint you dropped too? I'm just catching on.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, man.
Okay.
He scolded us a little. We got a little scolded because we didn't play the tracks off of it. So we had to offer our most humblest apologies for that. You know, but it definitely was not for lack of appreciation, because that whole project was just, like I said, bananas. As a matter of fact, look, dude, I said it once and I say it again. How do I get my hands on all of the physicals for everything that you've done? I'm willing to pay for it. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, I'm willing. Cash, look, tell me a cash out, I will send the money there. I will, Western, whatever it takes, because, I mean, of course you got the joint with Filthy, you know, but I mean, everything from Curse of a Criminal Mind to, you know, OG, to everything. I mean, me and King, we're still dinosaurs with it, so we appreciate the value of having that in our hands. You know, is there any possible?
Never get old. Physicals are never going to get old.
Which one?
Physicals, they're never going to get old.
Oh, physical copies, actually, of your work. Is there any way we can get our hands on them? We're willing to pay.
I ain't gonna lie, man. Last two joints, I think World Trip was the last physical copy that you did. You heard me?
You said what now?
I said the tape World Trip, I think that was the last physical copy that you did.
Okay, so I gotta get that from you and whatnot. Because definitely, man, you know, for what you got out there, it's too good to stay strictly online, man. You know, pretty much in terms of how you've marketed your music, how do you feel about that in terms of mass production, in terms of physicals, in terms of where the market is, mass distribution, and not just yourself, but the market in general for artists out there today? What is your opinion on that?
And I ain't gonna lie, the way the game is going right now, you know, there's a lot of money in it right now. I think it's a lot more money now than there was before. Like, a lot more. I mean, people are listening to music now more at an all-time high, you know? So, I feel like it's more accessible now than when it's not, it's on your phone. You know, people ain't got to go to the radio store and buy CDs and all that stuff. You know, I think it's in a dope place, man. Without if the game wasn't what it was right now, it definitely wouldn't be as many rappers. And the thing about all these rappers right now, they, man, everybody's making money, so it's a beautiful thing, man. I think it's saved a lot of families, and helped a lot of people eat.
Most definitely, you got to take advantage of the. Everything in life has about pros and cons, but in this case here with technology, you got to take the pros and maximize it to make it work for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, King, we were discussing that earlier in terms of, you know, being in quarantine, about, you know, how it's really, you know, how, you know, he's really been able to, like, be online and really interact. you know, with the fans and just really see how the net works across, you know, the board. And, you know, just, you know, how he's really, you know, managed to, like, really get that great feedback, you know, from his fans, you know, in terms of the marketing aspect, you know, in all, you know, areas. I mean, there's no substitute.
Yeah, because it's always it's lessons learned in a lot of this thing, especially with the way how the business is in. It's lessons to be learned on how you got to adapt. I also want to shoot to you, Yada, is with you being around Ross and Maybach Music, man, what kind of game did you soak up being around him?
Oh, man, we can write a book on that. It's a bunch, you know. It's just a lot about how to move and what's expected and what's not in the music industry. You know, especially dealing with these labels and stuff like that. But, yeah, his best advice he gave me was keep rapping and stay prayed up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like just being, you know, just, you know, they say you be around more like successful people, you automatically become successful and learn just from their movements, you know? So, I mean, it could be a number of things, man. Like I said, if I sat here and named everything I learned since I've been around Fat Boy, man, it'd be all night. But it's definitely a blessing to be in that, you know?
And you know what, that's real talk, man, because, you know what, and we've seen a lot happen with this game. We've seen that people get impatient. Like, they get impatient because they want to get put out a certain time, or they get very frustrated. They want to be like, man, why he ain't put me out? Why he ain't put me out? But sometimes it's just best to soak and learn from those that been through those experiences and kick them doors down. So that way, when you get your career up there, that's where you can have a long standstill in the game. And that's why I think I see longevity with you.
No guarantee, you know? Off top, guarantee.
Definitely. Now, there's one thing out I wanted to shoot to you as well, obviously, in terms of what's been happening with a lot of the legal issues pertaining to a lot of artists, in terms of, obviously, 6ix9ine's case was adjudicated. Obviously, we know how that went. But then we also got to give a big, big, big super shout-out to Bobby Shmurda after 7 years and, you know, him coming home from it. From what we have seen in the game to where we have seen some artists like 6ix9ine, you know, just keeping it real, do clown shit, trying to stay relevant, and, you know, getting some modicum of notoriety for it. And then we see, you know, dudes like Bobby, who was just so stand up. Shout out to G9. You know, how important is that for the game, for the streets, for the culture itself to really understand the difference between the fake and the real, stand up and the ones who sit down all the time?
I mean, I feel like it's important that people seeing Bobby Shmurda and Roddy Rebel come home and get rewarded for staying solid. Because nobody really sees that. Like, we tell everybody not to snitch, but then, like, people need to see there's a reward for not snitching. You know what I'm saying? Like, people see 969 snitch, came home, and he blew up, so that's not what we want people to see. Because people gonna be like, people think use everything as an example. So I think like it's a great thing that Roddy Rebel and my man came home, Shmurda, and you know, they've been getting rewarded. They've seen rappers reward them, getting big tools, getting a big opportunity for staying solid. That maybe that'll help others do the same thing.
Definitely. Do you think go ahead King.
Yeah, it's a yin and a yang, man, because that's one thing that I feel that's missing with rap a lot of ways. Like, we're not seeing two sides of the coin, because, you know, we came around a time where when cats was talking about the, you know, the drug game or the illegal life, they will also give you game about the repercussions of what could happen. Like, you could get locked up, you could get killed. But now you start seeing a situation where they're not really give you, they only give you that one side. So it's good to see that Bobby Shmurda, he led an example by showing you that there's also ramification rewards for staying solid instead of being a rat.
But where do you think, but we want to ask you this too, man. Where do you think the game changed in terms of what the criteria for celebrity entailed? Because it almost seems like, you know, you got so many clowns out there that have become a caricature, making a mockery of the culture as opposed to the real kind of not being revered or respected. From your, you know, because obviously, you know, you was out there, so you know what really went on and goes on. Where did the shift change for what was being marketed, and how do you think that it did change?
Man, I think it got a lot to do with the internet, man. Like, it's just clown shit is being accepted nowadays, man, and that's just what it is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When did it change? I think it crept up, crept upon it, got in our face. But I think a lot of shit that's being accepted shouldn't be, but, you know, it's the rap game ain't really, in my eyes, it ain't really street no more, man. It's like a safari. It's like, you know how people go on a safari, they see what's going on in the jungle, and they go back to their little homes in the suburbs. I feel like that's what the rap game is. The kids get online and see what's going on in the hood, and they go back to their lives. They just happen to like what they see, so they try to act it out. So.
And I think that's one of the things about it.
Yeah. The gay people a safe haven. A lot of stuff you couldn't come outside and do back then. You had to really. It just show you how things have changed. Like, you had an issue with somebody, you had to pretty much. There was like a 90% chance you had to see that man face to face. But now they could squash this thing within a Gmail and an Instagram DM.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think one thing about it too, people have to understand that level of celebrity, because a lot of times there is what you have is that for that organic growth of notoriety, but then some people, you know, like King said, don't necessarily want to wait. They want to put the most outlandish shit out there, you know, whether from, you know, clown actions or, you know, potentially putting themselves in dangerous situations to try to validate themselves to the masses. You know, it's like an invisible competition that they're in with people that really don't even think about, you know, ain't even thinking about them. So as a result, by proxy, you got these individuals trying to compete that are still losing anyway, trying to run a race that nobody's running a race with them on, you know. You know, but that's something where talent, I don't believe, and obviously you know this as well, talent cannot be substituted. You know, it's something that you have to have. You have to have it with it to really succeed in the business. You've learned this, obviously, from the best, you know, with your team in terms of it. I mean, it's a testament to perseverance, man. I mean, you've obviously managed to move. You know, we see you on IG, man, you know, and we're really, really proud. You know, we're always going to support in terms of what, you know, you all are doing, because you have really, really, really kept it going, man, especially in an area that's not readily known for hip-hop music. But I dare say you have really been the shining star, you know, in the city out there, you know, making that desert, you know, hotter than, you know, the Sahara. You know, really putting on, man.
So,
Yeah, you did?
Yeah, it was cutting out a little bit. I was moving around, my bad.
Are you good?
Not a problem at all. You're good.
Yeah, man.
But you know,
go ahead.
I think he's breaking up a little bit. Probably depending on where the internet reception is at.
Right. We're going to see, can we get him back in the queue? See if we can get him back in the queue.
All right. Hey, I'm going to tell him right now, love. Try to call back, man. I'm going to hang you up right now and definitely try to call back.
All right, so we put that out there. Yeah, man. Well, for those that don't know, we got...
What I've been missing out on, man, like, you know, I'm trying to catch up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? How the flow motion been going.
Flow motion is good, man. You know, we're just talking about everything, you know, going up to the projects now, you know, just like you said, just making moves and just, you know, staying safe and staying out of the way, you know, and just, you know, even with the COVID, he's managed to still, you know, manage to survive, you know, but obviously, you know, he's a dude, you know, Yada's a guy that likes to be out with the people, you know, doing shows, you know, all that. So he had to just, you know, kind of recalibrate the whole strategy, what it meant to really go through with it, you know. So you know how I go with individuals like that, man. You just keep working.
Most definitely, man. I mean, keeping that movement soaring in the sky and holding it down for Rose.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's just all about moving and shaking with it. Yeah, man. So till we get him back in the queue, man, what else been going on with this week in the game?
All I was going to say is this.
Mm-hmm.
If Tekashi lives past this summer, the streets is really dead.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know how that goes, man. I mean, he's going to do what he's going to do.
He just posted something now where he had on a King Von shirt.
Okay, and what was the King Von shirt for?
He wore a King Von shirt, and then he laid on the pavement like, come get your man.
Okay, so he wants to play with them Chicago boys again. All right, yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, no comment. We're not even entertaining this. We will not even dignify that with a remark. It's a Tekashi stop, because you don't know what you're doing.
I'm like, if he lives past this summer, the streets is really dead. That's what I gotta say.
You know, but that's something. You know, it's one thing about it is, and we have talked about this, you know, it's something you have to, I think people have to understand, you know, when we say that, we're not saying we want him gone, but we're saying he's doing things with actions that could get him gone. And I think that's something that, you know, it's, you know, one thing about it, you know, I think people really have to understand this, and he's got to understand this more than anything. After a while, the antics don't work, because then it turns into action with the people that those antics are aimed at. And I don't think he really understood what was going on with that.
And you know, not to mention, people going to eventually have to come outside. Quarantine about to be over. The street's going to get hot.
Well, I mean, that's something that, you know, he wants to play that game, and that's fine, because to him, we know, number one, he's not a real gangster. And I'm not trying to put anything out there on the universe to him, but I'm going to say this. He just hasn't had a situation where he's really, really, really gotten into it in a situation. You know, what happened during the trial, obviously, that was documented. We don't need to rehash that being a dead horse. But he hasn't really gotten to a situation where, like, dudes have really ran up on him with guns. The kidnapping thing, that was one thing. But, I mean, when you're talking about a real shootout, when you're talking about actually, you know, something that really, really danger is right there, you know, he keeps tempting that fate if something is going to be with it. You know, that's what it is. You know, and that's something that I don't think he really, really...
He's going to answer the door eventually.
Yeah, and I think that's for anybody out there. You know, one thing about street life, as we've always said on this show, those that lived it understand the dangers. And for a lot of them, that's why they want to get out of it in terms of getting into the music industry or whatever legal endeavor that really can facilitate funds, because everybody knows what can happen when you hang out there too long. You know, once again, the story is long and detailed about individuals that were out there outside of Biggie and Pac, you know, who were victims of, you know, certain situations, you know, like, I mean, you know, and obviously on Off the Cuff Radio, we're not out to incriminate anybody or speak negatively. We just speak on what's out there. I mean, you know, like when we was,
I'm like, man, is the clout really worth it?
For some people it is.
At the end of the,
believe
like, at the end of the day, is it really worth it? Some dudes talking about they wanted to do harm to his child. So it's like, you really want to play those games?
Well, it's gone to a whole nother level of beef because, see, the fact is when you're dealing, this is one thing people have to understand about street life and it's most savage, because when you're a person who has never really lived it, you have a certain understanding of normalcy and decorum and a certain level of, you know, control. And this is something in street life that people don't understand. There is no control in the street. There is no decorum. There are no rules. And it is spontaneous as it is savage in terms of what goes on. And because of that, the dangers are ever present and infinite in terms of what happens. I mean, we look at what happened, like, you know, once again, we talked about it last week with Honeycomb Brazy. You know, rest in peace to his grandparents. I mean, you got to wonder what was going on out there that he was involved in. It involved both of them getting killed and the house set on fire.
Right. Now, you got to be involved with some real greasy. That's mafia beef right there.
And I mean, that's something where even the mafia, you know, has codes about certain things in terms of, you know, family. Basically, they got issues with a particular individual, and that's one thing. But, you know, usually it's safe for that individual. But to where you're dealing with family members being taken out at that level, that is something that is, you know, not necessarily always. That's not a common practice. But once again, you know, when you get out there, you're living a certain way out there. It definitely can escalate into something out of control very easily.
I'm telling you, man, I mean, once they get a taste of it, they can't let it go. I think that's where we're at right now with this era, because they see the views, they see the clicks, they see the followers boost, and antagonize them. It's like it entices them to do more. Like, okay, I'm gonna do it like this now. I'm gonna push that line. I'm gonna do it like this now. And that's where that attention seeking becomes real dangerous.
That it is, but
that's,
I mean,
how,
they, some people
that's
just
how,
have to learn for themselves.
That's how WAC 100. He capitalizing off of it now. It's like every day he's in the news. So he's finding ways to take advantage of it.
Well, I mean, WAC is going to be who he is. And I mean, that's just, I mean, obviously we've seen enough of what he has said over the years online, you know. So that's, you know, he's going to carry things a certain way. And I mean, that's, he's going to stand on it, you know, good or bad. So ultimately, whatever comes of what he says, obviously he's ready for it. So you don't make certain claims out there. One thing I can say about WAC, yes, he gets out there. Yes, he says crazy shit. Yes, he says very crazy and questionable shit. But one thing about it is WAC is a dude that really, you know, is not afraid to handle the smoke on what comes his way. I don't think that's always, in general, a great thing for anybody to invite that much criticism and you know, conflict. But some people, that's just, you know, they're going to speak their mind, good or bad. He's one of them, so you just let it be what it is.
Straight like that, man. Reason why I brought him up, because he was going off on some moderator on Clubhouse yesterday. I'm like, man, this guy, niggas love that attention, boy. I mean...
How do you go off in Clubhouse? That's what I want to know.
He game banging on Clubhouse.
He's never going to miss an opportunity to speak when he feels he needs to. But yeah.
But what we're going to do is if he doesn't come back, because I might have to come back and finish doing this plumbing work right here, so... If he doesn't come back, man, we'll show him the gratitude and love for him taking the time to chop it up with us within the hour. He's welcome to come back anytime.
As always.
So,
and definitely.
What I'm going to do is this. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song from him and Slim 400, and I'm going to get back on.
Yeah,
if we don't get back on, then y'all know what the deal is. We going for tomorrow.
Yeah, because we still got another banger for tomorrow, man. So, this a joint. This is one of the dopest joints that him and Slim 400 did. Is this the joint that don't pay? You about to drop?
Nah, it's the one for the ladies, man.
Okay,
y'all know
what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. Let's go ahead and get to it, okay? We're going to just go ahead and drop
it. Put the kids to bed with this one, man. I call it BGA.
Yeah, man.
So, if I'm not back, then hey, we out for the night. If he does call back, then hey, we'll chop it up for a little bit. But if not, we're gonna bring him on again. It's all love, Off the Cuff Radio. Y'all with us, Slim 400, BGA. Let's go.
Get it.
You know a nigga still crazy, man. I'm gonna take another nigga to knock this bitch. Four lie, I won. Give me my money, nigga. What? I lost.
Man, I knew it.
Man, hey, did you see that bitch that I had?
Niggas got only nigga I'ma pee about, only nigga I'ma see about.